Woke Ben and Jerry's and actress Emma Thompson bash racist plan to deport illegal migrants to Rwanda. By Kurt Zindulka on June 10, 2022. Woke ice cream maker Ben and Jerry's and Hollywood louvie Emma Thompson denounced the British government's plan to deport illegal boat migrants to Rwanda for processing as racist and eye-wateringly mad and callous. Amid record waves of illegal aliens pouring across the English Channel in often dangerously unseaworthy rubber boats, the British government has announced that it plans to send boat migrants to the East African nation of Rwanda to act as a deterrent and to break the financial model of the brutal people smuggling gangs that traffic and often enslave the migrants. Ahead of the first deportation flight to Rwanda, which is scheduled to take off on June 14, leftist charities, unions, and activist lawyers have launched legal challenges in order to prevent the government from being able to remove the illegals from the country. Now, celebrities and woke corporations are getting into the act. With Ben and Jerry's UK social media account and Love Actually star Emma Thompson criticizing the supposedly racist plan to send illegals to Africa. On Wednesday, the Ben and Jerry's UK Twitter account announced that the need to talk about Home Secretary Priti Patel's ugly Rwanda plan. Despite being a company that makes ice cream, they wrote, "Under these racist and abhorrent plans, people who only hoped for safety and a show of humanity instead face further trauma, further danger. Our leaders are choosing to put people's lives at risk. They are choosing to use people as political chess pieces with no regard for the consequences for the people who will be harmed by these decisions," the Unilever-owned dairy company added. In order to combat the plan, Ben & Jerry's suggested that ice cream fans join a protest against the deportation flight at Gatwick Airport in London. Hollywood actress Emma Thompson also lent her voice to the cause, telling Sky News on Thursday, "The Rwanda scheme is eye-wateringly mad and callous. We're exhibiting a callousness in government that I don't think reflects the soul of this country and the nature of the people in this country," Thompson continued. "We can't become fortresses, we can't put up walls anymore. It's not realistic." The intervention of celebrities into the British immigration system is far from new, with elites often joining protests to prevent deportation flights of migrants, including those who have been convicted of crimes. Home Secretary Priti Patel, who is the government minister responsible for carrying out the immigration plan, has previously chastised left-wing opponents to the Rwanda plan as demonstrating deeply, deeply egregious and xenophobic sentiments. So far this year, over 10,000 illegal migrants have crossed the English Channel, more than 2.5 times as many logged during last year's record waves of illegal migration. It has been estimated that between 65,000 and 100,000 may land on British shores this year. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.